Hello, little explorer. Have you had lots of adventures today? Have you explored new feelings and new places? Well done. Being a brave little explorer means we're always looking for new ways to learn and grow and explore the magic of the world around us. Did you find a little magic today? Tonight, before we go to sleep, would you like to go on a different kind of adventure with me? An adventure deep down, under the water, to meet a magical new friend? Great. Let's prepare. As always, our breath is our best friend. It's always there, and it always feels calming and soothing when we need it. Let's connect with our breath tonight first, before we go anywhere else. Start by taking a big belly breath in through your nose. And then imagine you are holding a bubble blower in your hand and gently blow your breath out to create a bubble. Good job. Let's try a few more times. Breathe in through your nose and then blow your breath out gently, making a bubble in your mind. Breathe in and breathe out, blowing a bubble. Well done, little explorer. Starting with a breathing exercise is always the best way to prepare for any adventure in life. Now we're ready and calm. Let's put on our special little explorer diving suit and mask. Are you ready? Ready to explore the underwater wonderland? Let's go to the water's edge and see what the ocean is doing today. Is it dark and stormy? Or is it crystal clear and green today? Some days the ocean looks calm and quiet. Other days it's full of energy, just like us. But what's really happening underneath? Oh, look! Someone is waving at us from under the ocean, inviting us to come down for a visit. Shall we dive down and see what magical friend we're going to meet tonight? Big breath in. Down we go. Deeper and deeper into the calm, still water. Down to where our lovely sea creature friends live. So, who do we have here? Oh, look. It's a beautiful sea creature. With a round body and 8 long legs. And it's using those long legs to move towards us, carefully feeling its way over the rocky bottom of the ocean, coming over to say hello. Do you know who our friend is, little explorer? Yes, that's right. It's an octopus. Wow, look at those long legs you have. They are beautiful. They are so bendy and swishy and have lots and lots of little suction cups on them. Oh, I see. They help you hold on to things. How clever. Did you know, little explorer, that octopi are also very good at blending in with their surroundings? Why is that good? Well, it's so that other creatures can't see them. They can change colour and shape so that they look like the rocks and sand around them. Pretty magical, isn't it? Can you imagine what that would feel like? To be able to change your colour and shape? Maybe we can swim around for a moment, changing our colour and our shape, just like an octopus, using the little suction cups on our long legs to pull ourselves along the rocks and sand and plants. Let's imagine that for a moment. We swim over to some rocks, stop, and blend in. And then we swim over the sand and stop and change again. Can you feel that in your body? Like magical tingles? So calming and beautiful and magical. Oh, thank you, octopus. We've loved gliding through the water and feeling our body change shape and colour. Thank you so much for inviting us down into your underwater wonderland tonight. We'll visit again soon. Bye for now. Wow, little explorer. Did you imagine that there would be something so magical and wonderful underneath the surface of the ocean? it just goes to prove that things can look one way on the surface, but if you take time to look underneath, you might just discover something magical and wonderful. What a lovely adventure, little explorer. Are we ready to go back to our beds now? Okay. Let's gently float up to the surface and float right out of the ocean, up into the big, beautiful blue sky, and back into your home. Landing gently and safely in your cozy bedroom. Back in your bed, ready for sleep. What a great adventure, little explorer. Sweet dreams, and wake up in the morning healthy and happy and ready to explore the world again tomorrow. Good night, little one.